I didn't know the Bible gives us weapons. What do we get? Water balloons or slingshots?
Well, nothing like that exactly. God gives us something much, much better. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. At the end of Ephesians, Paul talks about the kind of weapons Christians should fight with. Because our real enemy is not people, but powers of darkness, our weapons need to be things like prayer and remembering God's word. It's easy to want to deal with difficult people and hard situations the way the world does, but the Bible tells us that God's weapons, prayer, scripture, and faith, are way more effective. And that's what our story is all about today. It's entitled Nutcracker Lesson. "Look," said Mirabel, "a white-breasted nutcracker." Carmen laughed at her younger sister. "I think you mean a white-breasted nuthatch." "Oh, well, I was close," Mirabel said. Carmen looked out at the bird feeders Mom had helped her hang on the pine trees. She loved the little birds that flocked in their front yard. "Uh-oh," said Mirabel. "There's that tiger cat again. He's crouching under the tree."
"Yeah," said Carmen. "He looks like he's ready to pounce. Quick, bang on the window and try to scare him away."
They both knocked on the window. The cat looked up, startled, and disappeared into the woods.
"I think he belongs to one of the houses on the next street," said Carmen.
"Well, we scared him away this time. Mom did, too, last week. She opened the window and banged on a pan."
"And Rollo barked his head off at him the other day," said Mirabel.
Carmen laughed.
"Well, then, I guess we're all prepared for any future attacks."
"Yeah," said Mirabel.
"We've got pans and dogs, and we're ready for war."
"I'm not sure how effective those weapons would be in a real war," said Carmen, "but for us they should work just fine." She looked at Mirabel.
"Mom and I talked about weapons not too long ago when I was telling her about this new girl in my class named Abby, who's not very nice. Mom said not to act the same way back to her. She said the Bible tells us our weapons are different, and they're very powerful."
"What are they?" asked Mirabel. "Water balloons or slingshots?"
"No, nothing like that. Things like prayer. Mom said to pray for her, and she gave me some verses to memorize to help me remember that Jesus loves Abby and died for her."
"Do you really think those weapons are going to work?" asked Mirabel.
"They already are," said Carmen. "I've been praying for Abby, and every day I feel myself becoming more patient with her. And trusting Jesus to help me see her the way he does has helped me treat her well without expecting her to be kind to me in return."
"Wow," said Mirabel. "I guess God's weapons really do work." She looked out at the little nuthatch.
"Oh, look, another nutcracker."
So how about you? Did you know that God offers spiritual weapons for you to use in any situation? It's easy to want to deal with difficult people and hard situations the way the world does, but the Bible tells us God's weapons, things like prayer, scripture, love, and faith, are much more effective. They put the problems in God's hands, and He can do anything, even turn enemies into friends. Our key verse is Romans 12:20.
"If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head."
And our key thought for today, use God's weapons.
Do you know what Easter is all about? It's not about Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies. This year on Keys for Kids Radio's Best News Ever, discover why we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. Get the scoop on all of it at keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.